Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
It's just me tonight. Andrew and Dan are recording some bonus content for Patreon, and Zell had a last minute gig with a couple of monkeys that he could not have missed. So you guys just got me. If you want to talk, you got a story about cryptids, Bigfoot, aliens, UFOs, whatever you want, or you want to talk about the Guidestones or Coyote Peterson finding that ape skull and it turning out to be bullshit, call, let me know. Let's talk about it. We got someone on the line right away here. Let's bring on Exalted One from Indiana or wherever the hell he's from. Where are you from, Exalted One?
Yep, Indiana. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? How's it going?
So good, man. So glad to be talking to you.
Yeah, you called 10 minutes early. And luckily for you, normally if Zell was here, he would have just blocked your call. I don't know how any of this stuff works. So it just auto-answered. And I was like, well, I was trying to do all my tests, and I was eavesdropping on, I think you were talking to your girlfriend or someone?
Wife, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, so what do you got for us tonight?
All right. First off, I just want to say to everybody who's listening live or anybody who's going to be listening later on, subscribe the fuck out of Cosmic Channels. Let's like it. Give a shit ton of reviews because this can't go away. We love you guys too much.
Yeah, hashtag save the show. It's not that Cosmic Channels is dying or anything, but we want to move Cosmic Channels back to its own feed, right? We want Cosmic Channels to move away from Alien Theorist Theorizing and live on its own as Cosmic Channels. However, when we did that before, Cosmic Channels was not getting any listens. So we want people to, if you're an avid listener to Cosmic Channels, go to Cosmic Channels on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you, and subscribe to Cosmic Channels for future shows.
Bada bing, bada boom. Just that easy. All right. Well, I don't have anything super fun for you tonight. I just have a bullshit story.
All right, let's hear about it.
All right. So, and it's kind of a two-part. First part, it's probably like a minute. So let me just go ahead and get through that one real quick. Let's see. I'm at home. It's Christmas Eve. My mom is, putting up the the presents because my little sister is just young enough to still believe.
Yeah.
And let's see. I've been drinking and smoking.
As you do.
And apparently I'm trying to sleepwalk out the house through the garage. And then my mom says, Exalted One. I'm like, ooh. She startles me awake and she's like, go to bed. I'm like, all right. Okay. So I go to bed. No problem. Second part of this is... we just moved from that home to a new home. It's actually the first night that go ahead.
You still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you cut out there for a second.
My bad. So you were saying, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That's weird. Did you hear that too? I think it has something to do with mine because I have so many wires crossed, but I did very quickly hear my own voice go, so, and I was like, well, that was weird. I don't really know where that's coming from. Is that what you heard as well?
I heard myself go, but I heard also, yes, you say so.
Weird. Yeah, that was not me. We've got some. The setup here to my right is insane. There's wires crossing everywhere. So when I heard that, I was like, that was weird. Definitely not me. Continue on with the story.
You're good, Bubby. All right. So let's see. We just moved. The only people who have beds in the new house is my older sister and me. And so we're going to go ahead and throw a party because, you know, mom isn't going to sleep there. So, you know, we get, a couple fifths, a 30, Bud Light, you know, not going to try to fucking market for them or anything, but, you know, we all got our own cigs and we all got our own Bud.
Yeah.
Let's just say that much. So, you know, great night, you know, we kill the first fifth and then, you know, we're starting some beer pong, you know, just setting up some bullshit and, you know, drinking and smoking and having fun all night. Comes time that, you know, all of us are going to fucking pass the fuck out. And so we do, obviously, naturally. We all go to our own rooms. Obviously, my sister is sleeping with her boyfriend. I'm sleeping in my own room. And, everybody else is kind of like, all right, time to go home. Go home. I wake up, and I'd say it's probably 6 or 7 in the morning, but I'm downstairs in the foyer completely fucking naked. Apparently, I have sleptwalked and sleep stripped completely, and I'm just stand sleeping in the foyer or the foyer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, foyer. We go with foyer up here.
Thanks. My mom walks in the door with her boyfriend, now husband. And once again, she's like, salted one. I'm like, oh. I look down and I'm like, oh, boner and everything, you know, as you do. She's like, go to bed. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, once again, just a bullshit story, man. But,
It's pretty awkward. I mean, it's pretty tough.
I mean, her husband now, you know, I feel that that's probably the reason he doesn't like me. It's, you know, walking in your new home and...
Yeah, there's your stepson's erect penis as you come through the door. Yeah. I could imagine why there might be some distaste towards the exalted one.
Apparently, I sing sea shanties in my sleep, so says my wife.
Well, that's kind of interesting, too. So you should get her to record some next time. Next time you're doing it, send it in. We want to hear them.
It's usually like a couple lines, and then I just kind of trail off.
Yeah, well, yeah, even that, we want to hear it. Send it in.
The Wellerman and the Last Shanty. I mean, look them up. Maybe you'll start singing in your sleep. But yeah, I don't think there's anything paranormal here. It's just a funny story.
That's pretty good. Any thoughts on the Guidestones that come down recently? You think there's more to it? You think there's a lunatic out there just blowing them up? What do you think?
All right. So what? Tell me a little bit more. What's the Guidestones?
So the Georgia Guidestones, they went up in like under mysterious, you know, hashtag look it up, mysterious circumstances in the 1980s. They were commissioned by one or a group of people that no one really knows who. On these stones, there's 10 commandments. You know, it's the population is best kept under 500 million, yada, yada. It's best that we live in nature. It's written in 8 different languages. There's a time capsule underneath, you know, huge granite slabs. And last week, someone or something, right? in a gray sedan, seemingly blew up one of the pillars, whether it be with a RPG, some sort of place explosive. We don't really know. I haven't checked in today, so maybe more information has been out, but you know, lots of people have been theorizing that, you know, this is because of CERN. You know, this is the start of something. This is the rise up against the NWO. But, you know, it's an interesting story I've been kind of following the last week.
Did they get the time capsule?
You know, I'm interested. They knocked down the rest because they deemed the pillars unsafe. They knocked them down. But no, there's been no word if they've dug up the time capsule.
That's really interesting. I mean, I'm sorry to even just go ahead and theorize this bullshit fucking theory here, but I mean, who else would it be? Think about it. It's not the U.S. government. It's not the police. It's not the fucking military. It's got to be fucking the Illuminati.
Well, it's interesting because for me, the one thing that kind of where I look at this and it kind of gets me to squint my eyes a little bit, like, huh? Is the fact that, like, you know, this thing was blown up and within 10 hours of someone being on the scene, blowing it up, you know, law enforcement coming in, obviously having to start an investigation and stuff, that within that 10 hours, they have, you know, city engineers come in, deem it unsafe and excavate on scene to knock down the remaining slabs, which I don't know how unsafe they were. I mean, they're huge slabs of granite with a granite top piece, but I'm like, 10 hours, all of that happened in 10 hours. So I'm like, you know, the federal agencies were involved, you know, they would have been taking pictures on the scene. Like, I would imagine they were looking for some sort of like bomb debris. You would have had to bring a bomb expert in. Everything was nicely done within 10 hours so that they could knock these stones down with an excavator. I'm like, that just seems, I've worked in government and I know how slow government is. So to me, I'm just like, that seems awfully fast.
So think about this. I mean, let's just go way back to Stonehenge. That shit is fucking, I mean, at this point, that shit has got to be unstable considering that the earth shifts, the land kind of moves.
I'm sure
slightly,
yeah,
year by year. And so the fact that somebody came in and did this, you know, but then the government or military or CIA, FBI, one of those three letter acronyms, you know, came in and deteriorated it, has to say something about what it stood for, right?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that say different things. I mean, it's been a target of like, you know, some right wing politicians and stuff down there being like, it's a globalist monument.
English
and stuff.
And Spanish and German. It was in
Arabic.
I mean,
everything.
Yeah,
right?
Arabic. I mean, it was Sanskrit, in what, at least 10 languages. So I understand what you mean, but at the same point, I mean, these were guidelines that were set probably forth by a government.
A lot of people theorize it was in basically written in case of an apocalyptic event of how to restart society. That's what people thought. But,
and I mean, that's a good theory. I've listened to the case file.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Exalted One, nice talk to you. I'm going to have to go and get some other people on the line here, but thanks for calling in and, you know, try to keep some underwear on when you're sleeping. All right.
Right on, B-Rad.
All right. Take care of yourself. Yeah, if you want to give us a call, 1-833-703-0424. You know, you got something to talk about? I want to hear your stories. If you want to give your thoughts on the Guidestone, what's going on? You want to give your thoughts on Coyote Peterson perpetrating a Bigfoot hoax over the weekend here? Let me know. Here's our next caller. It's Braden here. You're on Cosmic Channels. Who are you and where are you calling from?
It's Uncle Slam from Texas.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How's life up north?
Life's good, man. It's a little cooler than I'd normally like this time of year. We've had a pretty slow introduction to summer this year, so I'm starting to get eager to get sunburned. So I'm starting to look at flights down to Vegas. But What's going on in down under there? Well, the southern states. Yeah. Yeah, it's all there.
Yep. Yeah, man. This Georgia Guidestone stuff is pretty insane.
It is. Now, you being someone with some military background and some firearms background, the explosion, what do you think? Like, because I've seen a lot of people say, like, Tannerite, you know, some people say that there's some sort of flash ahead of time, like if you look in the corner. But, I mean, that blast is pretty directed.
Yeah, it's fast, which is, so like Tannerite, definitely, I can say definitely, disclaimer, not explosive expert, just familiar. Tannerite definitely wouldn't do that, but I think people are getting a little crazy with the, you know, RPGs and whatnot. That, I think that's a little too much. I mean, it's Georgia, man. Like, you can throw a rock and hit some kind of mine or mining operation, like, if there's somebody that's really serious about that being a, you know, satanic,
yeah, they're turning the frogs gay with that monument.
Yeah, you know, some miner getting pissed off about it, walking off with some commercial blasting stuff could do some work. In that flash in the video, if anybody hasn't seen how, like, detonation cord works, kind of what it looks like. From where you ignite it to where it explodes, there's going to be a delay.
That fast of a delay, though?
Oh, yeah. It goes quick.
Mm, interesting. Now, the other thing that is, and I mean, I'm in another country, so I can only speculate and, you know, look at things that I've seen in the past and kind of be curious about what's going on now. But with that is, you know, we've seen the gray sedan that's leaked on the security footage. We know there's security cameras on the scene. If someone has walked up and placed an explosive on the Guidestone and they have a security footage of that, why do you think they would not release that of be like, hey, if you have information on this person, or if they know who this person is, why haven't they been like, this person bombed the Guidestones, like, be on the lookout, don't approach, call authorities?
So, like, I see it two ways. I think either local law enforcement, like, really screwed the pooch and they knew, you know, explosives were missing or something, like it had been reported, and they didn't want to bring it up to the federal investigators. So they were trying to drag their feet on reporting that footage. Or since it is federal, if it's high profile and attached to, like, a different case, maybe the feds are sitting on the rest of the footage. Or other, like, identifying information for the vehicle or whoever they might have caught on camera to, you know, kind of preserve the integrity of the investigation.
Yeah, it just seems interesting to me because it seems like this is, if the running theory right now is that someone has gone and either placed, shot, whatever, exploded this monument, it seems like this would be a little bit of a high priority case because of the fact that if this person has views where they think this monument is some sort of shrine to globalist elite or some sort of globalist agenda, is this the only target now? Or is there more targets? Like, is there a building where they think, you know what I mean? Or other monuments? That was my kind of, where my mind was going. I was like, it seems like this would be a little bit of high priority to either find this person or figure out their motives to make sure they're not going to go after something else.
No, I can totally see that. Cause, like, I mean, you know, Alex Jones is Alex Jones, but Alex Jones isn't blowing up monuments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, like, the most exciting outcome for this whole case for me personally is, like, the city just said, I can't believe we let that crap get built, you know, a few decades ago. Let's demolish it overnight, like, hire a guy.
Well, it being built again, like, looking into it, seeing if there's been any new information since the first time we looked into it, it does sound like the land was donated with the monument to the county, right? So it's like the 4.93 acres that it sits on, it was like, it was donated with this, that they've commissioned this monument to be placed on it. right? So it's not like anyone had anything to do with like, oh yeah, let's approve this monument. It came with the donated land. Like it was private land donated and the monument set up for the county.
Maybe somebody somewhere was like, oh, we could not understanding like how it was donated. Some bureaucrat was like, oh, let's just blow it up and build a killer rest stop.
Yeah. Well, if, you know, a new casino hotel, right? We need a Texaco right here. Maybe, right? It's quite interesting to see where this goes, right? Again, there's a time capsule underneath. We've had no mention, no talk of it. What's in the time capsule, right? I'm very curious.
That is 100% what I want to see out of this. So hopefully they actually track it and let people know what's going on in there. But yeah, man, the whole case has been super weird. I'm super bummed I didn't get to see it before it got blown up.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. And it's like, you know, I have some friends and stuff that I've talked to, and they're like, why? It's a fucking globalist shrine. I was like, it's cool, man. I was like, it's cool. Like, you go there, there's a lot of mystery behind that thing. Like, I don't care what it says. Like, that's interesting, right? Like,
yeah, it's a great story that kind of died in a terrible way.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, I think the conspiracy of this is going to go on because, again, you know, like we said the last time, the 10 hours from time someone exploded till they have an excavator on site knocking the first one down within 10 hours. To me, like, I know how government works. It just seems like I've never seen government be so efficient.
Yeah, that is lightning fast.
Yeah, right. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward. I'm glued to it, right? I Google just about every morning when I wake up for coffee. Georgia Guidestones update, right? See what's new. So,
oh yeah, that's my daily thing right now.
Anything else going on in the world of Uncle Slam that you want to talk about?
No, man. Just want to go ahead and recommend Texas for Pod Trip 2023.
Hey, Texas was such a good time, man. Texas is always on the list.
Awesome. Well, yeah, man. Way to hold down the fort by yourself.
It just kind of, way the cookie crumbled. And then Zell had this opportunity. We talked about canceling Cosmic Channels. And I was like, why? I do it myself. It's all good. No one even cares about the rest of y'all.
Yeah, no, this is great, man. I'm excited to see what they're coming up with.
Yeah, so it should be fun. It's going to get lots more content. And, you know, it's a little more intimate Cosmic Channels tonight.
No, I like it, man. Well, I appreciate taking the call, and hopefully the rest of the episode goes well, man.
Yeah, and our paths will cross again. I know it.
Guaranteed.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
Peace. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. And look at that. Another one's on the line. Who the hell is this and where the hell are you calling from?
Hey, Brendan Dodson from Hurley, Virginia.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Brendan?
What do you got for us tonight? You got a ghost story? What do you want to talk about?
I have some kind of story. I'm not sure what. So, yeah, this has been a good 17 years or so ago. My first car was a Ford Probe. And there used to be...
It's a good car.
There used to be some kind of weird incidents where I would be driving, some headlights would come up super quick behind me, like they were pulling up on me from nowhere, you know. They would pull up super quick. It would be extremely bright. Couldn't see anything, really. Then after a while, they would back off maybe 5 to 10 feet. And then the lights would just flicker out, and it would be gone.
Interesting. And that happened multiple times?
Multiple times, at least 10, maybe 12. Like, every time except one, it was just me. However, there was a time when I had my girlfriend at that time and two of my best buddies in the car. She was up front, they were in the back, and I noticed the car coming up on me the way it always does. And I was like, so you guys know that story I've been telling you? I'm not going to say for sure, but I think it's about to happen. So watch. She starts looking in the mirror. They turn around, look out the back window, and literally we all just see it flicker out and it's gone.
So does it usually flicker? Like, so you, just so I can get a clear picture again, it usually, from your perspective, it looks like a car approaching very quickly, two distinct headlights. And then as it begins to approach, it just slows up. It slows the approach. And then rather than like even pulling back or anything, the lights just fade away.
Not immediately. I mean, it would follow me for sometimes a few minutes, but the lights were so bright, you couldn't see the vehicle. You could just see the lights. And then after a couple minutes of following, it would just slowly back off and then flicker out.
Interesting. Now I'm going to ask, I want a couple follow-up questions just to eliminate a couple things. Have you ever seen any instances or heard any stories about, like, you know, high school kids or kids in your area, like, you know, fucking with people, turning the lights off? Because we've all heard the urban legend of, you know, you pass by the car, the all blacked out car, no lights, right? So I just want to eliminate, is it, there's no chance that there is someone fucking with you, like someone that knows you or whatever, sees your vehicle, kind of fucks with you?
No, definitely not. Because like I said, the time that we were all together, like everybody was looking straight at the thing and we just watched it vanish. And this is coming up like a almost single lane road when there's no driveways nearby, just mountain on both sides of the road, pretty much.
Interesting. No missing time or anything like that after one of these encounters, like one of these sightings of these lights?
No, not that I ever noticed.
And does it still happen from time to time, or was it like a certain time and then where they all kind of happened and then they haven't happened since?
Honestly, it didn't seem to really follow a pattern, but it completely stopped after I got out of that car. Cause like I said, that was my first car at that time. And that was, you know, 16, 17 years ago. But,
it is quite ironic that the probe, that you were driving a probe and you were, every time you drove it, you risked being probed.
You know, I never thought of that, but yeah. it was a weird experience though. I mean, I've never come up with a way to describe it, and neither have any of the people I've told or that saw it. So this thought it'd be something cool to tell you guys.
It's weird in the sense that I wish you would have had, it's one of those ones where it's like, you know, hindsight's 2020. I wish you would have, you know, ripped that e-brake, turned around and tailed after this thing. Right. But, you know, it's too bad. I guess it'll, what's your thoughts on it? What do you think? You were there. Where does your brain go to?
I'm pretty skeptical on things like that, but at the same time, like, I know what I saw, you know, so it's like, I've always thought if anything paranormal of it, then maybe it was something that was just attached to the car. Like, you know, how they say spirits can attach to things or whatever.
That's a good one. Cause I was instantly going alien, but that's interesting that someone was attached, maybe a previous owner.
Right.
Right. Or something.
I got out of that car, you know, it never happened again. And it was like,
can you give me a year? Around a year when this had happened?
Would have been between 05 and 2010 sometime. Probably around 07, 08, somewhere through there.
Okay. And this was in, Virginia?
Yeah.
Virginia. And what city would you say?
A little backwoods town called Hurley. Nobody's really ever heard of it, but it sits basically right on the border of Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. So right in the little corner there.
I mean, I'm just looking at UFO sightings and stuff from the area of Virginia. And I mean, it is like, has always been a hotbed for people sighting UFOs and stuff. So, you know, I'm going to dig into, after this, I'm going to dig into the MUFON database to see if I can see anyone else giving descriptions of ghost headlights and all. If I find any, you're going to be the first to know.
Awesome. You know, over the years, I've never thought to do that, and that would be interesting to know if anybody's ever seen something of the sort.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the MUFON database, it's actually pretty cool. I mean, I think I'm not sure what levels you can get it, but there's different levels you can subscribe for. You, I think I've got the premium one or whatever we through Alien Theorists, so we can look up the database and look up every town, you know, by country, by state, by year, by day. So sometimes when we get these ones that are really interesting or people will send them, the first thing I will do is I will go look and be like, did other people see them? Is there other in the area at this time? You know, just every once in a while you will get one where you're like, other people saw what you're describing. And then those are always the coolest ones, because you're like, holy shit, that person said that, and there's other people that say they saw stuff at around that time in the same area, which is always interesting.
Right. Yeah, that would be definitely interesting to know.
Yeah, MUFON.com if you want to ever check it out. But I'll take a peek. I'll give you an update. You won't get an update if I don't find anything, because then I won't remember it. But if I see something, you'll be on there. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Take it easy.
No problem. I've been a big fan since day one, so I'm...
OGP.
Finally, this is the first time, honestly, that I've caught you guys live, so I've never got a chance to call in and talk, but it's definitely a good experience.
Good, man. Hey, thanks for supporting the show. It means a lot to us. If you've been listening since the beginning, we got a new merch store. You know, I've got the original logo up there now, but if there was any logo you could bring back or any design, what design would you want to see next month?
Oh man, I don't know. There's been so many good ones. It's hard to say. Maybe the original Bigfoot one.
Oh, the I Believe? Yeah, I like that one too. Maybe that one will make it back next month. Anyways, hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too.
The lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. You know, you want to tell us a Bigfoot story. You got a weird encounter with lights and stuff. I just need to know the dates, you know, when it happened, and we can check to see. You know what? Maybe I can set it up even that for the next person. I can do that live and show everyone on the show. Next caller.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Who's this and where are you calling from?
Yo, Brayden. What's up, buddy?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Caveman.
Ah, what's going on, Lizard? I knew I recognized the voice. I'm using my shitty headphones, though, so everyone's crackling.
Hey, we know it's your audio.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess over here at Island Studios. Man, have you followed the story? Have you seen it right to the end?
Not right to the end. I got cut off earlier, right before the end, but I watched, like, three quarters of it. I definitely watched where he said, like, this is a what if scenario.
Yeah, what a fucking loser. Like, what a loser. Like,
but, you know, all of his stuff is, you know, clickbaity. I mean, I liked his stuff up until, like, kind of now, but.
Yeah, my thing is, I'm like, there's no point. Like, you know, we've said it in a whole bunch of times on the show. The people that do shit like that, man, you're spitting on people who have had real encounters that they can't explain, right? And you're doing it.
Not Rick Dyer.
Yeah, not spitting Rick Dyer, right? You are now in a special category of people alongside Rick Dyer, Cody Peterson. You can say their names in the same breath now because they're the exact same, right? It's, if for those of you who don't know, news last week, I think it was Thursday, started trickling that Coyote Peterson had found what looked to be a primate skull in BC. And, you know, there was questions about it right away. And, you know, we had done a quick little update on it saying, like, this is kind of crazy because if he's hoaxing, it's going to be found out right away. And it's just an interesting thing to do. It would be an interesting career move. And then sure enough, he's hoaxing and he tries to play it off as, well, it wasn't a hoax because I said right from the getting this wasn't real. It's like, well, no, you didn't. You let press release.
He was in the middle.
Yeah. You let press release. You like, obviously he sent those pictures out to the press that was like, I found this. I found this thing in BC, which he didn't. It was all a setup, but it was really shitty. I'll never watch another thing of his. Yeah.
Just, if he gets bit.
Yeah, by something a little more potent. It was interesting to talk, though. It did bring up good discussions in my circles and maybe in yours as well, but like, you know, we've talked about it.
Shit in my lizard tank when I saw it.
Oh, well, it's because, if we found like a primate that just a big primate that was, you know, native to the Pacific Northwest, it would like one of two things, like it would suck because you'd be like, well, that's Bigfoot. That's what Bigfoot is. And that's what people are seeing is this thing. But on the second hand, it's like, we have some sort of giant gorilla that's not seen very often, that's roaming around the Pacific Northwest. Like that would be twofold terrifying because you're like, at any point in the woods, I could come across an 8-foot gorilla that will pull my arms off. Right? Like it would have been interesting, but I mean, it still is that the fact that, you know, it doesn't answer the question of what a lot of people have seen, right? Like, what do people see in these woods who are having these experiences? So
that's right. How big is Vancouver Island?
Vancouver Island, tip to tip, is, I don't know, pretty big. I think it's maybe as long as, I don't know, is it as long as California? I have no idea. Vancouver Island, I don't know how many kilometers it is. 31,000 kilometers squared.
Yeah. Do you think that Sasquatch like bury their dead? That's what I think. I think they bury their dead and they bury their shit and they don't stay in one place very long. And that's why we can't find them. And they don't want to be found. I think they're just smarter than we are.
Honestly, even if they don't bury their dead and there's so few of them, people don't realize who have not been to like Northern British Columbia and Vancouver Island. If you are in the middle of nowhere and you walk off the highway or road, whatever road you're on, and you go in the woods 100 feet, you are now lost in the woods because it is so thick and so hard and the terrain is so tough and so thick. It's like, good luck. Like, good luck finding it. Like, and that's just 100 feet in the woods. Then you got to traverse like further and further in. They just found in... Sorry?
And it's cold, right?
Yeah, in the summer it's pretty nice, but in the, fall, winter cold, like you're hurting from the elements. But like even they just found a tree in just off Vancouver, which is, you know, very populated. They found what is likely to be one of the biggest trees in the world that no one has ever found, right? In the woods. And you're like, and that's a tree, the biggest, what might be the world's biggest tree was just found. And you're going to say like an 8-foot, like smart primate might not be found. I'm like, come on. Right.
That's crazy. I had no idea about the tree.
Yeah. It's I can't remember what they named it. Hold on. Vancouver. Let me find out Vancouver. I'll see if I can pull up a picture. Where is my Google? There we go. Hold on. I got to look at this. There you watch the stream. Vancouver.
Like down in Peru, man, the ceiba top trees, like those are like 500 feet tall. Like
it?
To think that something's bigger than that.
Where's the news? Oh, fourth widest tree identified. Look at this thing. This was just found like a couple weeks ago. Right? Look at the thing. It's enormous, right? And some big tree hunters found that. So it's, to me, it's like, you know, if that's in the middle of the woods in Vancouver, there's more isolated places around that, you know, no. And that's what I said. Yeah. So it's, I don't think it's unrealistic that there's some sort of endangered or near extinct species roaming around in these forests.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to see it. Oh. My heart of hearts.
Oh, me too. Just even a fleeting glance.
Well, cool, man. I don't really have anything else for tonight. I'm actually going to play some Bigfoot with Lost and Slam here in a little bit.
Hey, maybe I'll jump on with you guys once I'm done the show.
Hey, you're always welcome to Rape Fright, brother.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
All right, I'll see you, buddy.
Peace. Lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. You got a Bigfoot story, UFO sighting, ghost story. I want to know it. Call in. Tell me. Fuck you. Call us. Call me. And let me know your story. You know, or you just want to let me know what you like about Cosmic Channels, what you want to change. Let me know. In the chat here, we got a bunch of people now talking about playing Bigfoot. It's a fun game. It's a good game. But this is right now it's just a one man show. So I need someone to call to interact with. So someone get on the line. If you're sitting there humming and hawing, first time call, fuck you. Dial that phone. 1-833-703-0424. Jump on the call. Let's shoot the shit about a conspiracy for a little bit. What do you like? What's your favorite conspiracy? You got an idea about what happened to that Malaysian air flight? I want to know. I want to know your thoughts and theories. Call me now. 1-833-703-0424. Other than that, I mean, little update on trailer conspiracy. It's halfway gutted. So I've got to figure out how I'm going to wire it right now. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to work the electrical in this thing, but I'm going to find out pretty soon. Oh, caller on the line. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Chris from Denver calling from my bathroom.
What's going on, Chris from Denver? How's it going, buddy?
It's going. So I wanted to ask you about the Rogers outage that y'all had up there. What's up?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, did they ever figure out what it was?
I haven't heard anything about what it was. It's been interesting because people saying that there's been like rotating internet outages, you know, throughout the world kind of thing. You know, I've heard cyber attacks from Russia and stuff, which wouldn't surprise me too much, or North Korea or something. You know what? But as a Canadian, you know, I can speak for all Canadians when I say Rogers fucking sucks. Like, just sucks. It's brutal. The dangerous thing that in Canada, what I think this has really opened a lot of people's eyes to, is that in Canada, we have an interesting thing where we have allowed, for some reason, basically three internet service providers to control the entire market. So like we have TELUS, I think TELUS, Bell, you know, Shaw and Rogers, and you know, not a lot of other things. And so when one goes down, the effects are felt widespread. So it's kind of an interest. We've kind of left ourselves vulnerable to that because of, if it is cyber attacks, we've left ourselves vulnerable because of our unwillingness to privatize and allow more of these companies to come in and compete with these mega corporations.
Yeah. So a little thought about it, like as a whole, I think if it was something nefarious, I think it definitely, assuming it was, let's assume that it was a litmus test to see what would happen if this major internet provider went out, and it kind of, whichever adversary it could have been, it kind of shows which we'll say government and like state systems and private systems are dependent on certain types of technology or like certain types of internet needs or necessities, whatever, that it could have been like a test for something bigger. So is that, what do you think? Do you think it could be something like that, or?
I mean, the thing is for me is like, if this was a test, some sort of test, I would kind of, and just, this is just off the top of my head going off of what you've said, but in my head, I jumped to like, are you not revealing your cards a little too much? If this is the, like, your hand, like, because I'm like, if you have the capabilities to shut down like a giant internet service provider like Rogers, what are the odds you're going to be able to use the same style of attack twice? Right.
So like, again, I'll do a disclaimer, just like Uncle Slam did. I am not an IT professional or a network security professional. I'm just a very avid researcher of it, but with things like that, so any sort of attack is going to play a hand because it shows which vulnerabilities were present.
Yeah.
And depending on the vulnerabilities and who's doing the attack, they might recognize a vulnerability that
somewhere else
allows you to put skimmers on all point of sales in Vancouver or British Columbia.
Interesting.
They're going to use that one immediately. They're going to use DOS attacks. So like denial of service, whatever. They're going to deface websites, things like that, to show like, hey, you know, we can fuck with your shit if we really want to. Because if they played that, you know, if they played their 21 hand, then that vulnerability is fixed, then they can't attack it anymore. So they have to toss more research into finding more vulnerabilities, which isn't what they want. They want to be able to get in, do what they got to do, and get out with as little noise as possible. So if this was one of those scenarios, I feel like it would play out more as like, hey, we're here. We can fuck with your shit. Either fix it or things are going to get worse.
Maybe, like, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Like, cause there was that, what was that guy, you know, the story's at the back of my mind, and I might be wrong about every point of it, but there was the story of the guy sitting in the FBI or some three letter agency, and he's sitting in the room with them talking about cyber attacks, and using his laptop basically hacks their entire network in front of them. Right, to prove like how vulnerable they were. I know there's that story floating around. I know I've heard it somewhere, but it does interesting, man. Like there are huge vulnerabilities in this, like with our current systems and stuff. Like we've seen them exploited in other ways by other people, and it's like if you have a whole country putting resources into just fucking with like other country's internet, like I do think this proves for a case for a decentralized internet where, you know, we're going to move to something where it's like you couldn't just do this anonymously. Like you would right now, you can run, you know, VPNs and whatever and have pings all over the world, so no one can really know who's doing this. But like I think in the future we're going to have to move to something where it's like you can follow the trail, right? You know exactly who's doing what where. And that way it's like, it's mutual self-destruction, right? Like why would you, if you do this, there's going to be instant retaliation, right? If you try to shut down someone's internet, they're just going to, you know, hit your trades, right? Like they're going to hit. So that's where I see this movement. It is interesting though. Like it does feel like we've, you know, I'm not a believer. I like to joke about it more in jest, but it does feel like ever since they activated Serve, man, our CERN, things have been getting really interesting in our world, right? In the ATT world. So
like a little digression, but I think it was the Secret Service, the head of the Secret Service stepped down from being the head of the Secret Service to go be the chief of security at Snapchat.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the weirdest. I that one caught me more off guard than the Georgia Guidestone.
Dude, we just had the Japanese prime minister, or was he former prime minister assassinated? Like, when's the last time you saw any public figure assassinated? I was like, wild.
Oh God. I don't think it's happened since I've been alive.
No. They used a handmade firearm. He's a former. No, I didn't. I didn't see it. He was a former prime minister.
That gun, if you could even call it that. Oh my God, I'm surprised the gunman didn't die and the prime minister lived.
Yeah, I was trying to find a picture, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah, it was a pretty poorly constructed homemade gun.
Well, hey, you know, it did what he was trying to do, so.
Yeah, it served its purpose, I guess.
That's terrible, but it's interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll see what Mandela effects rise up from this, and what happens more in the future. But hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Hey, take care of yourself. The lines are open. I'll take one more phone call. 1-833-703-0424. We're in after hours, but I'm feeling generous tonight. So if someone calls in the next 2 minutes, we'll take that call before we go off the air. It has felt a little, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it's, we've been shifted back into new reality, but like I said, in our conspiracy world, I feel like stuff has been popping off daily for us. Interesting, whether it be, we don't really like touching on serious stuff, but there has been a ton of like really serious stuff being leaked, assassinations, the Guidestones, Bigfoot. Just seem every day we're getting something new. It just seems pretty wild so far. But we'll have to see what we'll wait and kind of see, let the dust settle on a couple of these other things before we start talking about them, because we want all the information. That's going to be it for Cosmic Channels, unless I get a phone call in the next minute here. So if you want to call, you got one last chance, 1-833-703-0424 to call into Cosmic Channels. Let me know your thoughts, theories on a conspiracy. You got a story to share. You want to talk about the Guidestones. You want to talk about any of the recent Bigfoot sightings, the Coyote Peterson hoax, whatever you want. If not, that's going to be it for Cosmic Channels. Give you about 30 seconds if anyone wants to log it. Quickly dial in. But anyways, hey, it's a fun one-man show. It's going to be very rare. This might be the last and only time Cosmic Channels is a solo show. Just because we wanted to keep the show going at its same time, in its same format. So we just pulled this off last minute. So Zell, who won... Lucky Monkey won Battle of the Bands, which gave them a show tonight. So to where he is. Anyways, the Cosmic Lines are now closed. Thanks everyone for calling in this show. You know where to find our stuff. Alien Theorists Theorizing, wherever you get social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Join our Facebook group. You want to support the show? Patreon.com/AlienTheoristPodcast. And, help out the show. You get tons of bonus content. And next month, starting August 1st, Patreon supporters will get access to a Patreon-only merch. So, tons of reason why to support the show. And it helps your boys out. Anyways, thanks, guys. Love you all. Take care. And that's Cosmic Channels for tonight. Peace.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.